This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Al and Jerry. Number one with people in cars stuck in traffic on the LIE and the Jersey Turnpike.
Hey, nice to have you with us. 25 after 5. Get up. Get out. So we were looking through all the baseball stuff. The Yankees were awful last night. What else, Darryl?
So I saw something over the weekend that actually came out Friday afternoon.
Okay. It was a news dump?
It was just a strange thing. And then I don't think this was covered on the program yesterday. That, you know, in the NFL, when the teams are practicing, they put those weird things on their helmets.
The padded. Yeah.
That giant padded.
Oh, great gazoo.
Yeah, you look like the great gazoo, that big pad.
Yeah.
So on Friday, the NFL releases a statement that says, hey, we encourage you want to wear those in the games. It's good.
Excuse me?
Yeah. You can wear those in regular season NFL games this season.
You're kidding me.
I saw that nowhere other than Pro Football Talk had it.
Wow.
I saw the press release from the NFL. No one, nerd alert, no one's putting that thing on your helmet.
The NFL is green lighting a specialized padded helmet. Wow. So I did the Rutgers spring game for Big Ten Network on Saturday, and I didn't realize, I did going in because I had watched some video of some of these games prior, that they wear those shell, the padded helmets.
Yeah.
And there's no, once you see, I guess it's like anything, once you watch a couple of plays, you forget they're even there. But it is odd when you see that. It's a different look for sure.
It's very strange. Huh. And first of all, the NFL loves their logos, right? There's nothing better than the star on the cowboy helmet.
Hmm.
You're going to cover up the logo with those dopey things?
So I'm going to ask this, and I don't know if this is the right answer. Is this another way to design the helmet? Like put the logo on these padded shells?
Yeah, it's going to look weird, though, because the way that the padded shells are, it looks like, you know, like those air wrap air bubble things. Logo's not going to look nice on that.
Eddie just told me the logos will be on it. No, you're right. It probably will.
It's going to look weird.
But I guess that's what they'll do. Wow.
By the way, you're gonna be laughed at by your teammates if you put one of those weird helmets on.
Well, all right, so we can go back. Was it Jacques Plante was the first NHL? Wasn't he the first NHL goalie to wear a helmet, a face mask? Jacques Plante, I think. I think when you go back to guys wearing helmets in hockey, it's the same conversation. You know, when you talk about the guard for the jaw guard for baseball, it might have been the same conversation. Putting nets up at games, it was the same conversation. At some point, though, if someone wants to step forward and do it and it does prevent injuries, great. Remember the pitcher on the Mets that wore that goofy hat?
Yes.
Now, this is one thing I will never be able to understand until we actually get something on it. That was a horrible design, but very well-intentioned. I mean, you go stand out there with these guys hitting the ball 120 miles an hour off the bat. You saw it last night with Clark Schmidt. It wasn't a line drive, but took a ball off his ribs. Protecting the head seems like a pretty smart idea to me. What's amazing to me about this is the best we get?
Yes, it looks just gigantic right now.
Hmm.
Bubble wrap.
Troy Aikman, man, he said it 20 years ago. You want to make it safer, go back to leather helmets. And then guys won't go crazy with their heads. They won't lead with their heads. The only type of head contact would be incidental, which is unfortunate, but it happens. Maybe this is a path to that. I don't know, because that does look goofy.
I don't think you're going to see players doing that, because you're going to look very bizarre. And if I was in a game with a guy like that, Jerry, I would tackle him. I'd be like this, you nerd.
Let me ask you this. As you're working the leg.
Yeah, that's right.
What about guys that have had concussions in the past?
Still, no one's going to wear these.
I don't know.
I don't see it.
Like, I know he has since retired because of a neck injury, but Leighton Vander Esch of the Cowboys, I know, had a concussion or two in his 5 years. I could see him wear, if he was still able to play and didn't have the neck injury, I could see someone like that throwing it on. Like, it preserves your career. Here's your options for someone like that. Continue to play for millions of dollars and be a little bit safer, or risk the issues you could have down the road. I don't know. I could see guys doing this. I could.
Yeah, it's going to be odd. I don't know who's going to be the first guy to do this, Jerry, but someone must be a pioneer.
No, I think
maybe
someone
a
will be. I think
maybe a punter who doesn't want to get hurt will just that cap. I know it probably weighs nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it weighs 60 pounds.
Yeah, well, it's I mean, it's got to cover the entire helmet.
Yeah,
but I've never actually. I don't know.
I would love for the Giants and Jets. You know, we have a Giants helmet and a Jets helmet on display. Send us one of those wraps. I'll put that on top of the thing.
Call Pat Hanlon. I'm sure he'll send one over.
Yeah, it's weird.
Asking him or just...
No, just the whole concept of it. It was just weird that it came out Friday. I didn't see anyone...
I can't believe I didn't see it anywhere.
I didn't see anyone talking about it.
Boy, that is a Friday news dump.
And then Monday here, you know, you got the Knicks, you got the Rangers, Jerry.
Well, maybe today's the day.
Sports talk.
Mm-hmm. Today's the day. I mean, you got the Mets and the Yankees, you know, vomiting all over themselves offensively.
Yeah.
So the story there isn't much other than the pitching was great. The Knicks play tonight, but there's plenty of time to talk about this.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations, forgotten. The history,
Vegas Golden Knights.
History. We're back to a blank slate, clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Then the other thing I saw on Friday, and now I have to root against this guy,
it's
Jerry.
It's now Friday again.
I know. All this happened on like late Friday or early, maybe it was even Saturday morning.
Okay.
Is that Caleb Williams, the Bears drafted a punter after Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And he texted the punter and said, hey, you're not going to punt much here.
You're going to be going for it on fourth down a lot?
Guess what, Caleb? You're going to be punting a lot.
Oh, boy.
That's what the Bears do. They punt the football.
Oh, yeah.
This really reminded me of Johnny Manziel. We're going to wreck the league together.
I
got to root against him, Jerry.
Johnny Manziel wrecked himself.
Yes.
Well, you are rooting against him anyway because you don't want him to be successful.
Now I don't.
Because you were written about.
By the way, Johnny Manziel is dating Josie Canseco, Jose Canseco's daughter.
It's funny you bring him up because, again, it's that Bob does sports stuff, though. But he just did a whole – they played a night – golf event with them. Man,
Johnny Manziel played?
Yeah, it's like I'm looking at him like I feel like he was drafted 25 years ago and it wasn't that, like his career was so short.
Very short.
He like him in the spotlight again and well, for me in that moment, I went and looked him up and you're thinking, man, oh man, you really had a lousy career. And then you're thinking back to the documentary, was it Netflix that did it?
Yes, Untold.
Yes. And then, and I'll still never forget the way it ended. The whole thing was about, you know, it was alcohol and whatever, and he's having a beer at the end. Like, you thought he was on the straight and narrow.
Oh, at the end of the documentary?
Yeah, I remember he's sitting there drinking a beer and playing darts.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, okay, well, we're still having cocktails. I mean, good for him, as long as he's okay. But
hey, good for you.
This is what got you basically part of the reason why you're not in the league anymore.
Right. The alcohol, Jerry.
That was a part of it, yeah.
Hmm. So. I'd like to send him to Princeton Longevity Center. Send him right through a bone scan. See what see what his bones are looking like.
Better than yours.
Yeah, I got bad bones, Jerry. You know what they say like about a house? Yeah, if the house is not great, it's got good bones.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite.
Yes.
I'm going to collapse. My house is going to collapse, Jerry.
You might just like wither.
Yeah.
Not good.
All right. So those are the two. And then I see, you know, the roast of Tom Brady is coming up this weekend, Sunday. And that Bill Belichick's going to be there.
Really?
Yeah. So Bill Belichick.
Someone's writing that for him.
Oh, yeah. All those guys will get your stuff. But then when you show up, as we've seen on these roasts, now you're get mocked.
But what are they going to say about Bill Belichick? Like, honestly, when we do Spygate, deflated balls, the walk of shame.
Like, yeah, walk of shame.
But what is there really to say about him? other than he's a miserable human being when he coaches, and he seems like he's fun outside of football.
Yeah, but based on that documentary on the Patriots, that Spygate stuff bugs him.
Yes,
you
but
get it right under his skin.
Let me ask you this though: if there was a roast of you, would you rather someone roast that, like something professional that has yes. been in the news for 30 years? We're going after like salacious stuff that's been out there. Like, for instance, the Brady stuff with like being mocked about Giselle and the Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy. That still has to hurt you to your core, I would yes. think. As opposed to the whole Spygate stuff, which was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Not that big a deal.
So someone will have to do a jiu-jitsu instructor joke,
of course,
right?
I would think right out the gate.
I wonder who's going to take that shot.
It'll be the first guy. Well, it'd either be, I don't know who's part of this. Who's the guy who does it? He's in all of them. We just talked
Jeffrey Ross.
Yes, I would think if he's leading the way, that's within the first 30 seconds.
Well, I think Kevin Hart is hosting.
Oh, so it's not. So Jeffrey Ross might just be there. Maybe
he's one of the roasters.
Okay,
Kevin. Yeah, Hart. I am interested in this. I will watch this. Of course, I won't watch it Sunday night. I'll be sleeping, but I will watch that the next.
And this is live.
This is going to be live. You're looking live at the roast of Tom Brady.
Now, that would be a cool way to start it. Maybe I'd watch it then.
A bunch of his old teammates will be there as well.
Yeah, I don't think we get much out of that.
Yeah, I'd rather have the mean comedians.
Well, there'll be plenty of those.
Just whoosh.
I just want to know, is our girl going to be there?
Nikki Glaser?
Yes.
I hope so. I didn't see her name on the list. But I didn't really? I didn't really see a list. I saw a list of former players that are going to be
there. I'm
not
interested in that.
Me neither.
That sounds
right.
boring to me.
Yeah.
You know, I want to hear the comedians just rip them to shreds.
Maybe I'll Google that during the break.
All right.
Oh, and good news for your Cowboys, Jerry. They're getting Zeke Elliott back for a year.
Okay. Whatever.
That's a kind of a weird signing.
No, it's a low-risk signing. It's nothing.
Low risk?
Yeah. If you give me Ezekiel Elliott on the 1 yard line in a first and goal situation, that's great. But I don't want him carrying the ball 25 times a game anymore.
They're going to give it to him 35 times a game, Jerry. He's going to be a workhorse.
Not a chance. Right now, their running back situation is terrible. So the fact that they bring him in, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
The fans will like that.
Yeah. I think having him back, and I think, I could be wrong, I would think this would be his last stop. Because a lot of wear on those tires. And he went to New England. Not much. They weren't very good, though, either. I would think this would be a good place for him to finish his career.
Right, like opening game of the season, Jerry. Cowboys drive down. They get to the one. All of a sudden, Zeke Elliott comes running in. Oh, the crowd will go crazy.
I agree. I totally agree. So we'll see. I mean, him and Dak. And this could be the last year for Dak there, too. So there could be a big change in Dallas coming. They haven't signed him to the extension yet. I don't know that they're going to. And if he goes out there and plays this 1 year, he could be done.
I haven't called a lot of plays in the NFL, Jerry, but here's what I would do if I was the Cowboys.
Yeah.
First game, first home game, we driving down the field, we get to the one, Zeke Elliott comes running out. Everyone's like, oh, that decoy.
Mm-hmm. Fake the
Don't
handoff.
Give it to him.
Yep. I like that.
Pretty good, right?
Fake the handoff, CeeDee Lamb to the left. Beautiful. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Every game. He's a decoy.
Well, no, you got to mix it in once in a while, because if he's a decoy like every game, you're going to realize he's a decoy.
Right, but you decoy him like 8 straight games.
And then week 9.
Yeah, week 9 when you really need him.
Zeke will unleash you week 9. Yeah. Just hang in there. Week
yes.
9, his stats, 8 carries, 8 yards.
Right, but week 9, Jerry, he just goes off.
Keeping the legs fresh
yes.
for the back part of the season.
Absolutely, yes.
Take a break, 5:37, more than halfway home. Boomer and Gio at the top on the fan. Don't go away.